possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wish I could do the Tyler Kennedy thing.
Zetterberg trying to get there. Swept away like from this. Him. Brought in by Kunitz on a cross. Breakbeat. Kennedy, he scores!
I was trying to give Tyler a nice intro.
I like that.
Yeah. I might have to pay you more at City Limits. I like that too.
I wish I could do enough. What Bob does with yeah. the Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy. But I can't really do it that well.
It's Tyler Bob. Kennedy.
That.
Kennedy.
Yes. Nice,
solid.
Nice limits. That was a nice pull. Tyler, how are you?
Good. I'm doing great.
The last
good summer.
Good. Summer. I'm glad you're nice and tan. The last time you were in, last week, you brought in Darius Kasparaitis, and I'm still hearing from people who said it was one of the best guests ever on the show. That was legendary.
Oh, yeah. I love Kasper. I think Kasper's so easy to talk to.
Did you hear a lot about it?
Oh, as soon as I left, I went actually to Neverwood, and like everyone was talking about Kasper, and everyone had their own little story about, you know, either his big hits, his long hair, like all that. But he's got like... when he comes into a room, he's got that personality, you know. And one thing, like with Kasper, you know, I always go back to like the Mary Lemieux fantasy camp, and like, you know, some guys tiptoe around, you know, obviously I do because those guys are like big dogs and this and that. But Kasper comes in there and he'll play a joke on anyone. He don't care who it is. Like, he's Kasper, you know. And that's, I love that.
Did he also really plaster a 70-year-old guy with a hip check?
Oh, it was like he hurt him a little bit, you know, but it
and
wasn't.
And Ryan Malone stepped in and wanted to fight?
So what happened was there was this guy.
Incredible.
He came through over the blue line and Kasper, like, you know, the three steps with his butt first, but he always stops. He stops and the guy obviously didn't have his head up and the guy ran right into Kasper. The guy like kind of fell down and like. It was like, oh, he did it again. But I was on his team. Like, they put me on his team every year. And I was like, oh, like, he didn't, like, run into him. Like, he didn't have his own momentum and just crossed over and tried to crunch him like he played.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of awkward. And then Ryan kind of stepped in, Ryan Malone, just kind of separating them and just, hey, like, enough. Like, you know, this and that. And then they kind of went at it, you know. And I was like, this is awesome. This is, like...
That, wow.
That's what
How
makes
old
it.
Was the guy that he hit? He wasn't 70, was he?
No, he's got to be 65. Yeah, I'm telling you, he's
okay,
65,
he was close
70.
Enough.
But again, it wasn't
he's
Kasper
He's getting the early bird
him.
Special after the game,
he
right?
was in retirement age.
Hey, no one's off limits on the ice, right? You get you on that ice, you got to keep your head up.
Now, have you stayed in touch with Bugsy Malone? I love that guy, too.
Oh, yeah, he's a character. He was my... So when I broke into the league, like, he was the guys that kind of showed me the ropes of him, Ryan Whitney... You know, some older guys, like I had a fun group of guys that broke me in the league because I was 21 and, you know, the second thing they were like, oh, do you like to have fun? I go, yeah, I like to go out. They're like, you have a girlfriend? And I'm like, Yeah, they're like, oh, you about to get rid of her now, you know? Oh,
my God.
And, like, they were just like, yeah, you know, you're too young. You got to go have fun, this and that. And
yeah,
those guys, like, it's kind of sad what's going on at Southside now. But, like, Southside was fun. Like, every time after a game, we'd go to Southside for drinks and have fun. And it was the time. But Ryan also, like, you know, Bugsy and those guys, they also showed me, like, you got to have fun to be good at it. You got to have fun. You got to play at night. But you're going to do that, you better be the first one at the rink, and you better make sure you're on at that practice, because that's when things start going sideways.
Is Bugsy still in town?
He comes in a lot more. He comes in. He's the president of the Penguins alumni. He's doing a great job. His dad's around a lot. His dad helps with youth hockey at Barrel.
Great guy.
Next Step Hockey. They do a bunch of stuff out at Barrel. They do a great job. You know, Jim Black, Cody Black, those guys, they're phenomenal. I know Greg works with those guys. And again, he's like, it's funny because I'm like the new, like the younger guy teaching guys, and obviously Bugsy the older guys. And he goes, we always talk about hockey now. And he's like, no matter what, TK, simple hockey is the best hockey, you know, because some guys you see the fancy, this, cut that. He goes, no, move the puck, skate, pass, shoot hard, you know, and it's fun. You know, I love talking hockey with those guys, but yeah, those guys are still around.
Well, maybe, I don't know if we can top Casper, but you and I were just talking about future guests that you could bring in here. Flower would be gigantic.
Yeah.
Is he ever in town?
I think he's got to be coming in town. I would think maybe he might be a prospect for the Mario Foundation, the fantasy camp. Sorry.
Yeah,
he's got to be like.
How about Orpik?
Orpik, I can get Orpik on. Like
the you could get him in here?
I don't know about in here, but I know I can get him on the phone. I know I can get an interview with them. I know I can probably go after Cooney, Dupuis.
Dupuis would be
Max
amazing.
Would be a good one. Max, like when I think of guys that like
or Bugsy would be great.
Bugsy, Aaron Asham, guys that like they had like a second career outside of hockey that was like having fun and being crazy. You know, like
yeah,
like it was like another guy that's a character that I played with was Bobby Farnham. Bobby Farnham.
I love Bobby Farnham. I started a Bobby Farnham fan club around here.
Man, he was like, everything you heard about him, it was so true. Like,
did you ever fight him in practice?
No, we were tight.
Yeah.
I love Bobby. Oh. Bobby, because he's like, TK, when I was in the AHL for Wilkes-Barre, like, you were the guy I looked up to. You know, I obviously didn't fight as much as I did, but like, I loved you. And like, you're a right winger, and you know, and obviously things changed, but like, he goes, I loved you. And then we played together in New Jersey. And when I was here, all I heard about this Bobby Farnham running around like a wild man.
Yeah, he was a maniac. But just because you're his friend doesn't mean you can't fight him in practice. Robbie Ray and Matthew Barnaby were friends and they used to throw each other through a window at their apartment.
Yeah, those guys are a couple marbles here and there, you know. But I've seen Evgeny Malkin and Craig Adams go toe-to-toe in practice.
Tell me about that. That was rumored at the time. Now we get the scoop. Tell me.
Yeah,
Tell me the whole story.
It was just like on the power play. You know, sometimes, you know, Gino's not in a good mood or whatever, or he wants it his way. And, you know, what frustrates some of those like guys like Gino, the all-stars, is when you get a guy on the third or fourth line that they take practice. Like we had to take practice like it was a game. And if you're Evgeny Malkin, you're like, dude, you played 10 minutes last night. I played 25. Like, I am tired. I play a ton. So, like, when there's a loose puck and we're on the power play, don't be a hero and get the puck and shoot it down. Like, let me play. And that's how they kind of got into it. But, no, they dropped their gloves, and it was like, I was like, whoa.
What if Craig Adams punches Gino in the face and injures him in that fight?
Well, Gino kind of give it to Craig.
And did
I
he? Would,
yeah, like, cut him. And I don't know, like, again, and then you kind of put Adzi in a bad spot because, like,
who?
Craig Adams. Yeah, I call him Adzi.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of put him in a tough spot because I think Ads knows, like, no, if I knock this guy out, I'm a right. one-way train out of the city, you know? So I don't know. Like, that's why it was kind of like everything was happening so fast, and I was like, oh, my God. But
now, hockey players love fights no matter when they are. So even in that circumstance, are you tapping sticks and everybody's into it? Or are you like, no, this is not good?
Yeah, you're not tapping sticks. Your guys, like your leaders, are jumping in there and going, hey, that's not, like trying to break them up. But that's like, that's passion for the game, passion for doing it right. Because both of them are kind of right. You know, Gino, he should have a little bit of a longer collar in practice where he doesn't have to try, you know, where Adzi and us, like, that's like one of the third things, you know, Dan Balsam ever said to me was, hey, there's certain guys that run practice and you're one of them. And what I mean by running practice is you set the pace, you set the tone, not Crosby, not Malkin, you. And I was like, are you sure? Like, and he goes, yeah, yeah. Like,
meaning what?
Like, that was my game. Like, I was the guy that bring the energy, the pace to practice because I didn't play as much as those guys and I needed to get better in practice. Those guys were good in practice. They didn't need to show that they were ready for games. We knew they were. But third and fourth line guys, you're out there early. You're making you're sure your passes are on. Like, those are the guys that lead your team in practice. And then it switches in a game. You know, like, I remember one time after a game, I think it was an overtime or late in the game, and I was on with Sid, and I might have looked Sid off, which was so stupid, but I looked him off, and either I chipped it in, and Sid was not happy with me, and you know, and I was like, oh, like, and he didn't say anything, and we didn't win the game, and after he just, hey, can I talk to you? And like, this is like Sid in a nutshell, like a leader, like no one around. He goes, hey, like, I need that puck. This is why I'm there. This is why they pay me. You're there, and I agree, you got a lot of skill, TK, but I'm there to win and want the puck at that last 5 minutes. And he goes, after the game, they're not going to talk to you. The media is not talking to you. The media is on, we take the heat. The top guys take the heat. And I was like, you know, I said, sorry. And he was so right on the money. And they just think the game totally different. Where I just didn't think like that. I was like, oh, I was pushing the puck to get it to him.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm Sidney Crosby. You give me that puck when I want it in the last 5 minutes. And I'm like, Sid, and my whole mindset switched. And I was like, that's the difference. That's the difference between playing with like good players and great players and playing with like the best of the best.
Legends.
And that's like, again, I think so highly of Sid just because of stuff like that, you know? And the biggest thing, like, I don't want to name a guy, but there was other captains I played with that would call you out in the dressing room and be like, hey, give me that puck. You know, you suck this, give me that puck. And I was like, dude, like, shut up. Like, that's where like that, there's a way to treat people and be a leader about it. And how Sid did it with no one around and like man to man, like I was like, okay, Sid, you want me to jump off a bridge? I'll jump off a bridge, you know? But that's
he might have said yes that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, Sid, what do you want me, like, but that was Sid. Like, he does things the right way.
That's
and
a great story,
somewhere
man.
Else, and their captain didn't handle certain situations. He let all of his emotion out in the dressing room and in front of other players, and it was like, that's not how you be a leader. That's not how you get your grinders to play for you, you know? And it taught me like how to treat people in life. And, you know, I have a really big hockey program, and my hockey program's really big because I have the right guys around me. I got the, you know, the Tim Riccios, the, you know, all those guys, all the guys that work for me. You know?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, they're phenomenal. Conrad, Bill, like everyone.
That's a great story and says a lot about Sid. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, in with me, well, till the end of the show here at the top of the hour. So I wanted to ask you about a couple of other things here. I put together a quarter century series in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000. We've done greatest games, greatest moments, greatest athletes, worst moments, blah, blah, blah. Today is best single game performances in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000. One of them that I accidentally forgot at first, but then quickly remembered, was Gino. Game 2, 2009, Eastern Conference Finals. At Mellon Arena, he has a hat trick. His parents are in attendance. They became folk heroes that night, yeah. The Genos.
They're always crying.
He does his twirling, blind, no-look backhander for the hat trick. What do you remember about that night? Legendary game. And how many points did you score in that game? First, before what you remember about Gino and the whole night, how many points did Tyler Kennedy get that night?
One, it was definitely shoved under the carpet how many points I got because of Gino's performance. I'd say I probably got a point.
A goal or an assist?
Actually, I scored that game.
Yes, you did.
I did score that
game. In what fashion?
Someone passed me. I ripped it either Talbot and I shot it from like the hash mark.
Into an empty net. You had an empty net goal.
Yes.
Remember it now?
Yeah, I do. They all count. I couldn't pay Dan to get me out in the last minute of those empty nets enough, but
how about that? You had an empty net goal and you had the primary assist on Gino's first goal. What do you remember about him that night? Yeah. About that goal? That's one of the iconic goals in Penguins history, yeah. Is what it is.
Just from the start of the series, like everything was going right. Like he was just feeling it. Like the passes, he was catching everything he shot was going in. You know, the hope plays, like at the end of the day, that spin play was planned, but it was hoping it was going to hit top corner, right? Like it was.
Had you seen something like that in practice? What do you mean it was planned? How could anybody plan that?
He knew, like we used to practice that a lot, like that come to the middle, like drop your shoulder, then spin and try to shoot.
Yeah.
But like he was doing a full speed on his backhand. Like that's high-end talent.
He won the faceoff, chased the puck down in the left corner, came all the way around and did that.
Yeah, he was...
Or he lost the faceoff and went and got the puck in the corner.
Yeah, he jumped, right? Jumped past her forward. But he was a man amongst boys. That was probably the biggest dominant performance I've ever seen. And the one thing with Carolina, and like we throttled Carolina. Like they didn't have a...
Oh my God.
They didn't have a sniff. And what Carolina didn't do when we played them, and this is like... You cannot play a good team like this. They thought they can skate with us. They thought they can play an up and down game with us. Like when we had Sidney Crosby, we had Malkin, we had like Kunitz, we had a fast team, a good team. The only way to slow down a big fast team was to hit and make it rough and tough. That's why we always had trouble with Philadelphia. Because as soon as we got up two goals, all right, let's start fighting. Let's start roughing it up. And guys like Gino don't have as much space. But Carolina, they thought they could play with us. And like, if you give Evgeny Malkin a game where he's going to freewheel and make plays, like the guys like that, they'll bury you by himself. And he did. And you can't give guys, those high-end talent guys, time and space because they'll make you pay. Even like McDavid, like when those guys come in, like if you let him wind up without bumping him and get a full, like, he'll walk through your whole team. And Carolina played like that. And it was like, sure, we'll take that all day long.
Yeah, and that was big, a lot of guys have told me over the years, because the Red Wings were mired in a seven-game series, I think, against Anaheim in the Western Conference Finals, and you guys had the energy for the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, that series helped us win, 100%, no question about it. Having that week off, after dominating Carolina and just like recharging the batteries, getting some sun, getting away from the rink. You know, some guys were banged up and they were playing Anaheim. Imagine going to Anaheim from Detroit twice. You want to talk about wear and tear on your body. And I remember when we were playing Detroit, it was like the third or fourth game and they had that little hoodler. And
yeah.
I was ready.
Yeah, yeah.
I was ready. Like I had him. I had my hands on him and I was ready to kill him. You know, I was ready to beat the wheels off him. And he almost like wilted. And I'm like, oh my God, we got these guys. This guy doesn't want to fight back. Like the year before, like it would have been a different story. But when I grabbed him and we were like ready to go and he kind of wilted and I was like, oh, we're going to win. Like, these guys are tired. They're feeling that trip. And it all started with Carolina letting us play that high flying game that, you know, they fed into our strengths.
Well, I wanted to ask you about the year before against the Red Wings because number three on my whole list of Pittsburgh sports performances, single game, and I think it's the greatest athletic performance I've ever seen in my life, was Fleury. Game five, where Sikora wins it in the third overtime, was ridiculous. You guys got outshot 58-32. He made 55 saves, including 24-24 across 2.5 overtimes. And it seems to me that at least 20 of those chances were like grade A. What do you remember about that dude on that night? It took Max's goal to keep it from being a loss with 34 seconds left. The cup was at the entrance. The champagne, I saw it get wheeled right past me toward the Detroit locker room. Yeah. Then Max scores. But Fleury, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that was when Flower was in his heyday. That's when Flower, like, when he wanted to stop the puck and he wanted to make that wall in front of the post, like, he was that good. Like, I still think Flower's the most athletic goalie I've ever seen, from like bouncing around, having his reactions were just so, he was like a cat.
Yeah.
You know, like, practice, he would give you the high glove and then he'd take it away. Like, he'd suck you into it, you know? But that game, and especially with Flower, when he started to feel it and he started to get in, and you can see when he started, once you started those big white teeth and he was smiling playing, you're like, oh, they're definitely not going to beat us on a weak goal, because you see those big white chiclets and he was feeling it, and that was him, you know?
I mean, that game could have been 11-3. Oh. They were ready to win the cup and celebrate.
How we played against Carolina and we didn't have a sniff, that's how I honestly felt like some of those games in the finals against Detroit. Detroit's the best team I've ever played. Like, they were just, we couldn't do anything. They were just smooth. You couldn't suck them into penalties. Every time you hit them, they wanted you to hit them because they distribute the puck the other way. Their top guys like Zetterberg, Datsyuk were like...
Lindstrom.
You know, like, you know how many times I went to a game and I'm like, I'm going to put that guy in third row? And at the end of the game, you're like, oh, I didn't even hit him today. You know, like, that's just how good he was.
And Flower took it all away. What? I mean, I went back and watched some of the highlights of that this morning and just got goosebumps watching how freaking great he was. 55 saves. And then there was another game from that series, because you guys did take it to six and it came down to the wire in game six. I mean, even though you felt like they were that much better than you, you guys had the guts to and the talent to take them almost to a seventh game. There was the legendary Brooks Orpik shift.
Yeah.
Where it just sounded like somebody, like shots were going off or something. Yeah. Where were you for that? And what did you guys think of that when he just started crushing people all over the ice? I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I think it made everyone smile on our bench. You know, everyone was like loving it, because we all see Brooksy without his shirt on and how strong he is, and even playing against him all year. And he gets his hands on it. If you don't move your feet against a guy like Brooks Orpik, he's going to put you on your butt. And those guys, they just weren't expecting how strong he was. Like, he was extremely strong. And once he started getting that ball rolling, he was a wrecking ball. But that was probably the most physical shift I've ever seen, you know? And, like, that was like the Mellon Arena in a nutshell. You know, the whole Mellon Arena was going nuts.
Crazy.
Nuts. Yeah, the new rinks are awesome and so, like, great as a player, because you get, like, the hot tubs and the cold tubs, and they're just state of the art. But the energy, the old school feeling in those old rinks was the best. You know, and the Mellon was, when it was rocking on a Saturday night, and the boys, especially because we were good, like it was fun going to the rink. Like it was fun winning. It was fun putting on that jersey because, again, you win, you go out. You know, and anyone who played sports in Pittsburgh, like there's no better town in the USA to be a sports athlete than Pittsburgh. Because when you go out, even now, I go out and like I feel like I'm still playing. And that's why I love, like, you know, I feel like I'm a Yinzer now, you know, and like married a Pittsburgh girl, and I just love the city. And that's what makes it special to play for the Steelers, the Pirates, the Penguins, is the winning, the going out, the seeing the people, seeing your fans, because everyone knows who you are.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so cool.
Man, I'll never forget it. Obviously, participants like you won't forget it. Nobody in the arena during those years will forget it. I got my big break in life really covering the Penguins in the late 90s. And then I went through the X generation where it was horrifying. And then to be sitting there at Mellon Arena and also Joe Louis Arena, there's nothing I've ever liked covering better or found more fascinating than you guys against them. They were like the Soviet Red Army teams.
Yes.
They were like this nameless, faceless, just juggernaut. And you guys were this wild, young group of all-stars and wannabes, and it was just a fascinating matchup. And I thought in year two you're gonna go down in flames. You're down 2-0.
And
I thought it was over. I did. I think everybody did. And then you guys just roar back to win. And man, the storylines, the plots, the games from those, how many games was it? 13 games against the Red Wings in the finals. It was one of the greatest times of my career.
Yeah,
and obviously of your career, you were in it.
Oh, it was special. It was like, honestly, when I look back at my career, like I played some other places, but like I don't really remember that much. You know, when I remember a ton from Pittsburgh, and it was because of the big games, having Crosby, Malkin, Fleury in your lineup. We went anywhere we went, Canada, you know, LA, like it's always sold out.
Greatest traveling road show in the league.
Exactly. We go to Philadelphia. Like
you guys were the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh yeah. We always had to go for a team dinner in Philadelphia because they were worried about someone getting in trouble, like getting jumped or, you know, or getting in, like it was crazy. But that's what like made us like fun to play for, you know? And like when I left Pittsburgh and I went to San Jose, maybe they couldn't afford me, but I should have stayed. But their all-stars, like Joe Thornes, their coach, all these guys are like, what's Sid doing? How is he eating? How's he training? What's he doing practice? He take long practices quick? And I was like, guys, like you just played on Team Canada with them. Like guys, you have to compete against them. Don't like do your own thing. Like, but everyone wants to know what Sid was doing and how we trained, because he was the it, you know. And it's funny that when you see like Ovechkin and Crosby, and Ovechkin's more vocal, he's like, guys, me and Sid saved the league. And it's like true, you know, because you don't hear that much about those guys. I think you'll start like getting more recognition with those guys coming to the end of their career. Like they should be on national TV a lot more at the end of their career, because again, they saved the NHL.
Yeah, man.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.